The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now let's turn to that story about the former US President Bill Clinton facing questions from a congressional panel today on his links to Jeffrey Epstein. Democrats, of course, seeking to shift the focus onto Donald Trump's own ties to the convicted sex offender. We're joined by Terry Sheridan, Senior News Director at WSHU Radio. Terry, I believe Bill Clinton, he has delivered his opening statement. Is that correct?
That's correct. He began about an hour ago, 11 o'clock local time here, and issued a statement on X, or published a statement on X, which will be his opening statement, in which he talks about, you know, first, he didn't think that it was fair or right to bring Hillary before the committee. But then he said that he is going to tell the truth and that he never knew or never saw any indication of what Jeffrey Epstein was doing. And also he said, you know, because he grew up in a house where there was spousal abuse, he would never take part in it, nor would he not do anything, that he would actually turn Epstein in himself.
Yeah, he said, I know what I saw, more importantly, what I didn't see. I know what I did, and more importantly, what I didn't do. I saw nothing, and I did nothing wrong.
Absolutely. And that's something that he has maintained, and both he and his wife Hillary have maintained over the past few months, and especially since the battle began to get them to appear before the committee, that, hey, make everything I say public, which this is a closed deposition, and release everything that my name is attached to, because I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. How long are we expecting him to face questions? Is it possible to even have a guesstimate on that?
Well, we've been told is that they'll be doing this, quote unquote, all day. So I would imagine that would be at least another 5 hours, possibly six. I don't think they'll go into the evening, but it'll go into the late afternoon.
In his statement, he listed the reasons why he had decided to appear. He said he loved his country and that no person is above the law. And then he said the second reason is that the girls and women whose lives Jeffrey Epstein destroyed deserve not just justice, but healing. They've been waiting too long for both. Was there a third factor? Was it the fact that he was threatened to be held in contempt if he did not appear? Was that also a factor as well?
Oh, that was the major factor with him coming in and with Hillary coming in yesterday. It was the first time, and this is the first time that a former U.S. president has been ordered to appear before Congress with the threat of contempt of Congress. Last time a former president appeared before Congress was Gerald Ford 40 years ago, but that was over something non-controversial. This is the first time that they've been required to come in. And Democrats are hoping that this sets a precedent because they want to call Donald Trump before the same committee.
Yeah, I saw James Watkinson, the Democrat, saying there is a Donald Trump-sized gaping hole in the investigation.
Absolutely. And that is something that Hillary Clinton said yesterday. You know, you're talking to the wrong president. You should be talking to Donald Trump now.
Speaking of Donald Trump, what about those claims that emerged yesterday, the FBI memos with hugely serious allegations about Donald Trump? Has there been much kind of focus on that in the U.S. media over the past 24 hours?
Yeah, there's been a very big focus on that. New York Times, National Public Radio, etc. It's something that's not receiving as much notice in the right-wing media, but it's something that people are talking about, and it's something that mainstream media is reporting and reporting heavily.
I presume Donald Trump hasn't commented on it, has he, at this stage?
No, he has not yet. I mean, again, with the exception of saying, you know, it's done, he's been exonerated, and it's time for the country to move on. But that was not answering specifically yesterday. That's just something he's been saying for the past few weeks.
To turn back to Bill Clinton for a minute, how serious is this for Bill Clinton? How worried will his advisors be about the damage to his reputation?
I think it's all reputational damage in this place that he's going to be, or how he's going to be looked at history back in, you know, going into the future. I don't think he's going to face any legal ramifications unless he does say something that is perjury. I mean, let's not forget, going back to a deposition in a civil lawsuit back in the 1990s, where he said, I did not have sex with that woman, that led to his impeachment. So unless he says something, you know, out of line or is caught in a lie, I don't think anything legal will happen to him. But of course, this is a big thing when all is said and done, that will affect his reputation and his historical status.
When he said in his statement, I have to get personal, you made Hillary come in, she had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, nothing, no memory of meeting him, neither travel with him, nor visit any of his properties. Whether you subpoena 10 or 10,000 people, including her, was simply not right. Does he have a point?
I think so, and this is my personal opinion. Hillary, again, has not been mentioned at all in any of the documents that have been released. She was not involved in any of the investigations. She says the only time that she met Ghislaine Maxwell was when she was brought as Epstein's guest to Chelsea's wedding, but it was a guest of a guest. I think it's part of what the Republicans have been focusing on since 2012 when they were chanting, lock her up. And I think this is something that they're doing to go after her, to embarrass her.
And finally, the same question I asked you about Bill Clinton for Donald Trump. How worried will his advisors be, particularly after these revelations over the last 24 hours? Is there still a feeling that this could be an issue that could ultimately bring Donald Trump down?
I don't know if it's going to bring him down, but it is weakening him, and it's weakening him in his MAGA base, where this was something, the Epstein files, the whole thing with this was sex trafficking ring, was something that he said he was going to get to be and go to the bottom, and he was going to make sure everything was done right. And then they are now saying that it appears to be that he is obstructing and trying to cover up things.
Okay, Terry Sheridan, Senior News Director at WSHU Radio. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.